together. Themselves, separately, you could have a few women together bringing a Korban Pesach. Therefore, there's no spear according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, one ish alone cannot bring it, but two could. Gufa, what we learned before, isha berishoin, or isha on Korban Pesach rishoin, is shechten oleh b'fnei atzma. She's allowed to bring her own Korban. No, she's mechuyev to bring a Pesach rishon. Uvesheni, what about in the case where the isha was tomei meis? She couldn't bring the first one, and now she wants to bring a Pesach Sheni. Is oisin oisa tfeilu lecherim? She becomes a tuffle secondary to the other people. In other words, she can't bring her own carbon right now. She's only secondary. She can be part of somebody else's carbon. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Teranisha is mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. Only in Pesach Sheni she's not mechuyev. Just if she wants to, she could bring it. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Isha b'sheni shechten aleha b'fnei atzma. Yosi says no. If an Isha was tomei b'pesach rishon, and now it comes Pesach Sheni, she has a chiyuv to bring the korban, and she can bring the korban for herself. The ain't tzarich lehem b'rishon, and for sure the same halacha applies to Pesach rishon. In other words, Rabbi Yosi holds that an Isha is mechuyev zayin Pesach rishon and zayin Pesach Sheni. In the case where they were tomei l'meis the first Pesach, they have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Not like Rabbi Yehuda that says an Isha and Pesach Sheni is potter. Rabbi Yosi yells, no, an Isha has the same din like a man. Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, Shimon says, Isha Barishan, he yells, no. Even a woman, even on the first Yom Tov, Pesach Rishon, is also potter. No, Isa, Isa, Tfeilu Lacherim. If they want to, they can bring a korban, they can be part of somebody else's korban. But by themselves, they have no chiyuv to bring their own korban. That's how to Rabbi Shimon, even Pesach Rishon. Visheni, what about, let's say they were Tomei Meis on Pesach Rishon, and now it comes Pesach Sheni, and they want to be a Tofel, they want to be included in somebody else's carbon, Hat Reb Shimon, Ein Shechten Aleh Kolikur. You should know on Pesach Sheni, you're not allowed to include an Isha at all on the carbon. That's Hat Reb Shimon. Hey, see, all Pesach Rishon is a Rishus, if they want to, they could, but Pesach Sheni, even if they want to, still they can't. So Mar now explains all these three Shittis. But my komiflegi, what's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda holds what? That an isha on Yom Tov Sheni he holds is a choiv, and on Yom Tov Pesach Sheni it's only rishus. What's the Yehuda svara? Rabbi Yehuda svar b'michsas nefoshos v'afilu noshim. By Pesach Rishon it says count the heads, count the nefoshos, even a lady. She's also mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. If you tell me so, maybe even Pesach Sheni Lishosh will be mechuyev. In the case that they were tumble a mace of Pesach Rishon, maybe now if they want to bring their own korban of Pesach Sheni, they should be allowed to. So if you have no, see if the pasuk says, Cheto yiso ishahu. This man should carry his sin. They're just talking about a person that did not bring a Pesach Rishon, he has to carry his sin. So it's mashm ish in ishaloi. This is the pasuk talking about Pesach Sheni, that only a man has the parsha of Pesach Sheni, has a chiyuv. But an isha does not have a chiyuv. The chiyuv, if you tell me so, maybe they can't even be secondary. Like even if they want to, maybe they can. How does Rabbi Yehuda know to say that Pesach Sheni, if they want to, they're allowed to? True, they have no chiyuv, but you're telling me if they want to, they can be part of somebody else's korban. How do I know that? So the more ahani kachol chukas haPesach. Kafarat the pasuk says by Pesach Sheni that Pesach Sheni is also kachol chukas haPesach. It has all the halachas of like Pesach Rishon. What does that mean? It helps us at least to tell us that Pesach Sheni, if she wants to, she can bring a Pesach Sheni. Does it have a pasuk to say yiso ishahu that only a man has a chiyah to bring a Pesach Sheni? Anisha does not have a chiyah to bring a Pesach Sheni, but the pasuk. Sheni and Isha is not mechuyev to bring, but our co-partner from the pasuk of Gachol Chukas HaPesach, if she wants to, we let her bring it. What does it mean, she wants to? If she wants to be part of somebody else's korban, we let her. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For Rabbi Yosi, what's Rabbi Yosi's time? Rabbi Yosi yells, no, an Isha is mamash mechuyev just like an Isha. An Isha is mechuyev just like an Ish. If she wants to, she can bring even a Pesach Sheni. What's his time? For Rabbi Yosi, my timer. Any nefesh, even an isha, she also has a chiyuv to be part of a Pesach Rishon. And if she wants to, she can bring her own korban. Uktiva Pesach Sheni V'nichriso HaNefeshi MiYisrael. But Pesach Sheni, if somebody does not bring it, he has a Chiyuv Koris. Is a deal again, Nefesh is Mashma V'afilu Noshim. Even Noshim, even women, they also have a Chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. On the case that they were Tomei Lameis by Pesach Rishon, they have a Chiyuv now to bring a Pesach Sheni. V'afilu Noshim. For the Mor V'yelo, Cheto Yiso Yishahu, Lamuti Mai, I the Postik says by Pesach Sheni, a Loshin of Yishahu, Mashma only this man is Mechuyin, and not an Isha. What do I do with this Pesach Yishahu? And the Gemara Lamute Kotin Mikoris. That means to tell me a Kotin, if he doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon, a Pesach Sheni, he's Potter from Koris. That's the Pesach. Cheto Yiso Yishahu means only a man has the Chiyuv Koris if he doesn't bring a Pesach. But a Kotin is Potter from a Pesach from Koris. Trashik Sib Rishon Ish. This is. We have Yeshi Shita. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds an Isha is mamash mechuyiv just like a man. Vayta Rabbi Shimon. What's the third sheet that we have that Shimon holds? No. That an Isha, even on Rishon, Pesach Rishon is also potter. Just Pesach Rishon, if she wants to, she could bring it and be part of somebody else's korban. But Pesach Sheni, even if she wants to, she can't bring. What's his svara? Rabbi Shimon, Ksiv Berishon, says by Pesach Rishon, Ish. Says the word Ish. We'll soon see where it says the word Ish. Therefore, even my Pesach Rishon, who has the Chiyuv, Ish, in Ishaloi. Only a man has a Chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon, and not an Isha. The Chitayim, if you tell me so, Hiyachi Afilu Tfeilo Namiloi, maybe even if they want to be part of somebody else's korban, a man's korban, maybe they can't. How does Reb Shimon know that if they want to, they could be part of somebody else's korban? Hanilei, it helps them a kol part of the Pesach, but Michsas Nefoshes, Litfeilo. The Pesach does say a word, Nefoshes, Mashma, any Nefesh, any person could bring a Pesach Sheni, a Pesach Rishon, so that helps. If they want to, they can be part of somebody else's korban. Toss out to Reb Shimon. If you tell me so, maybe Afilu B'Sheni Nami, maybe even a Pesach Sheni, if they were Tomei for the first Pesach, maybe if they want to, they could bring a Pesach Sheni. How does Reb Shimon know to say so strong that even if they want to, they cannot bring a Pesach Sheni? Have the Gemara, Miyat Rachmoni B'Sheni. Reb Shimon knows there's a special Miyat. The Torah says clearly, no, nothing doing by Nisha. The Pesach says, Cheto Yiso Isha, Hish, Hishahu. We dash an Ish in, Ishalai. Only an Ish has a din of Pesach Sheni and not an Isha. So that's Reb Shimon's svar to say, but Pesach Sheni, there's a Beferisha Miyat, an Isha cannot bring Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, Mimayadi Kamayat Lei. From what it would be Mimayat and Isha not to bring a Pesach Sheni. If you want to tell me there's no Chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni, this is all part of Shimon Svara. If you tell me now this Pesach Ish means that an Isha has no Chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni, for the Gemara, that's Pshita, I don't need a Pesach for that. Hashda Barishan Loi. According to Reb Shimon Od, even Pesach Rishon, an Isha has no Chiyuv to bring. So Bisheni mi boy, there's no Havamin in the world to say that an Isha should have a Chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon. Madduch she's potter for Pesach Rishon, Pshita she's potter for Pesach Rishon. So this is Reb Shimon saying, what do I need a Miyat for? For Yishahu, to say that an Isha is potter for Pesach Sheni. What's the potter? If she's potter from the Chiyuv, Pshita there's no Chiyuv. Elo lav mitfelo. And the Maraposka is telling us, even in the case where she just wants to, like some Chesmashus, she wants to be part of somebody's carbon Sheni, you don't let her. For Pesach Sheni, she can't even be a tefillah. That's Reb Shimon Svara. Now for the Gemara Mayish, where's the Pesach Ish that says by Pesach Rishon that there's a Miyat that an Isha has no Chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon? Where's the Miyat? Where's this word Ish? To come Reb Shimon, which word Ish does Reb Shimon mean? Enem, if you tell me now from this Pesach, Vayikhu lehem Ish, Sele Beis Avoyt, that each man has to have a carbon Pesach for his house, so it says the word Ish, maybe here it means only a man, and not an Isha. For the Gemara, no, Humi Boilei, Likud Rav Yitzchok. This word Ish we need from Yitzchak's Drosha. The Yom Rav Yitzchak says, Ish Zoicha, V'yein Kotten Zoicha. Here it's saying you could buy the Korban Pesach for a few people. If a few people gave you the money, or else Tom, you want to buy the Korban and be Mezakah to everybody else, you could do that. But Dafka, man, are not a Kotten. A Kotten can't be Mezakah, can't buy for other people. That's the Miyatir. We're not talking about an Isha. We'll be Mamayat now a Kotten. So for this word Ish, you have no Raya, not an Isha. Tomorrow, Yelah, Me'ish Lefi Ochle. It says clearly, a man, how much he could eat. So that's the drasha. Dafka man brings a Pesach Rishon and not a Nisha. Pedimara now, Hamid the Reb Yosi, Savulak Reb Shimon, since Reb Yosi holds like Reb Shimon. Like we had before. So Rashi says, Hamid the Reb Yosi, Reb Yosi is the one that says the middle Shita, that Isha B'Sheni Shechtelev Neyatzma. He holds an Isha's Mechuyiv to bring a Pesach Shen even. Now, it's Rashi, Hamid the Reb Yosi, Savulak Reb Shimon, the Yain Shechten Pesach B'Bamas Yochid, M'Lesuchel Es Boyach. He also dashes the possibly form M'Lesuchel Es Boyach, to say that you can't bring a carbon on a bamas yochid. There's an issa. So now, Hamid the Reb Yosi Sovlo Kreb Shimon is the Chur Reb Shimon Nami Sovlo Kreb Yosi. Reb Shimon should also hold like Reb Yosi. So to ask Reb Shimon Nami Sovlo Kreb Yosi, the Yalef Me'isht Lefi Ochloi, She Shoychet Pesach Al Yochid. That Reb Yosi's Sfora was that a yochid could bring carbon Pesach. How does it know it from? From the word Me'ishna for Yochloi, that even one person could bring a Korban Pesach. Is Diloi Srila Kavosei, how does he know a person could bring it? So, Bazoi, Vahumi Boyle, the Sherechtana Pesach Ala Yochid. So, how could you tell me now Reb Shimon holds? How do we know an Isha can't bring a Korban? Because the Apostle says, Ishna for Yochloi, I Reb Shimon needs this word Ish to tell me, no, that even a single man could bring his own Pesach Rishon. So, how could you tell me Reb Shimon says, where's my word ish that says by Pesach Rishon, a man only and not an ishan, from this pasuk ish to fiyachlat chayso? Before, no. Did one said that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yosi that one person can bring his own carbon Pesach? How does he know that? From this pasuk ish to fiyachlat chayso. So you need this pasuk to teach me that one single person could bring his own carbon Pesach. They had it on Amud Aleph. So how could Reb Shimon now use this word ish to teach me and not an isha? And the Gemara Omaloch. In came nichta rachmon lefi ochloi. If just to teach me about eating, it should have said lefi ochloi, that one person could eat by himself. My ish, why does it say an extra word? Ish, shamat minor tarti. Reb Shimon holds, I hear two things from this pasuk. One thing is that one person has the right to bring his own korban pesach, and secondly, ish means only a man has a chiyuv and not an isha. That's Reb Shimon shita. That by pesach rishon, isha has no chiyuv. If she wants to, she could. Pesach Sheni, even if she wants to, she can't bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Mar Keman Hazla Hod Yom Reb Lezim. Who does Reb Lezim go like? So what he says, Keman Hazla Hod Yom Reb Lezim. Isha Berishon Choyvim. An Isha and Pesach Rishon, Shemamash has a Choyv to bring the Pesach Rishon. Ove Sheni Rishut. And a Pesach Sheni, if she was Tomei the first one, and she didn't bring it, if she wants to, she could. It's only called the Rishut. So is that like the Chur? That's like Reb Yehuda. That was our Reb Yehuda Shita here, that said that on Isha, the first one, she could bring her own korban, and the second one, she's going to be a tuffel. This is Reb Yehuda Shita. Now here it ends off, V'doich es a Shabbos, and you should know, even on Shabbos, she could bring it. For the Gemara, his Da'avim Minerit, even the Pesach Sheni is Deich a Shabbos. For the Gemara, Irushus, if Reb Lez only holds that Pesach Sheni is a Rishus, means if she wants it, she could. If not, she doesn't have to. Amai Deich es a Shabbos. How can you say if Pesach Sheni comes out on Shabbos, you have a right to bring the korban then? Why is it there a Shabbos? Eloeima means like this: B'Sheni Rishus. On Sheni Taka Pesach Sheni Tony Rishus. Uberishon Chayvon. But Pesach Rishon, we have less holds that there's a chiyah for Nisha to bring a korban Pesach. Memeila v'doiches a Shabbos. And who are then therefore doiches Shabbos? So tomorrow command, Reb Yehuda comes out good like Reb Yehuda Shita. That an Isha and Pesach Rishon has a chiyah to bring. And Pesach Sheni is a Rishus. If she wants to, she can be a Tofel to somebody else. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Oisin Chabura Shekula Gerim. If you have a few people that are Gerim, you don't let them bring a Korban Pesach together. Don't let only Gerim be in a Korban Pesach. Even though they have a Chiyuv to bring it, don't let them bring it by themselves. Why? Santi Gemara, Shema Yedagdaku Boy, maybe they'll be so machmer upon themselves. In other words, they don't know the Loch is too much Gerim, but they're from a Yidin, that became Emes HaGerim, so they'll be machmas so much upon themselves, we reveal they so, and they'll be machmas because they don't know the halacha, they'll go so strict upon themselves of hakeir. They'll be so strict that they'll say the korban is posel, and they won't eat it, and really, really, the korban was kosher. So g'day not to bring the korban, that they posel, you shouldn't have only gerim. Don't be so machmir. Have people rather that know the halacha, they'll be able to tell them the korban is still kosher. And Rashi says, Yedagdik boy, Mishur Mishainim B'nai Torah, since they're not B'nai Torah, Yachmiru Olov, they'll be so strict upon themselves, ledagde to be so strict about it, v'yasilu achinam. And they'll come to say, hey, it's possible for no reason. And that's not right. Therefore, don't only have gerim doing it, but have rather people to know the law also. Tana Rabbanan. Pesach u'matzah u'morah barishin. On Pesach rishin is a chiyuv tit matzah morah. Choyva. Mikan v'yelech rishus. From then on, the first day, after the first day of Pesach, it's only rishus. Reb Shimon says, Ba'anoshim choyva. Men have a chiyuv for the Pesach and matzah morah. Uvenoshim rishus. Women only have rishus if they want to, yes, if not, not. That's what he said. For Etimora, hi. On which case is he going on? I koi. Eloi ma Pesach and Korban Pesach. Or the Akash on the whole Braisa. What is the Braisa going on? Eloi ma Pesach is going on the Korban Pesach itself. Pesach kol shiva miiko. What does the Braisa start off saying? That Pesach matzo mora barishin choyva mikan v'yedach rishus. That means after the first day, the next 7 days, it's a rishus. A Korban Pesach is a rishus. You can't bring the Korban Pesach after the first day. Even the first day not. It's only Erev Pesach you could bring the Korban Pesach. What do you mean it's a Rishus from then on? The Yela Elamai Peshitta the Bryce is talking about a Matzamor. It's only going on Matzamor to say, the Choyv is to eat the first night Matzamor. From then on, if you want, you could eat. Or Bezoi Amos say, what does the Sefer say? Reb Shimon Aimer, V'yanoshim Choyv, men have a Chiv to eat this Matzamor. Or V'noshim Rishus, but women, if they want to, yes, if not, not. For the Gemara, lest all Reb Shimon hold the Yom Reb Leza, Noshim Chayavis Fachilas Matzah Dva Teira. Doesn't he hold that women also have a Chiyuv to eat Matzah Midiraisa? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Loi Toichal Olav Chometz, Shivas Yom, Loi Soichal Olav Chometz, Shivas Yomim Toichal Olav Matzahs. Don't eat Chometz, and you're supposed to eat Matzah. So the Hekeshir, so Idashin, Kol She Yeshtim about Toichal Chometz. Whoever has the love not to eat Chometz, is Yeshtim Kumecho Matzah. Is included in the mitzvah tit matzah. V'handi noshim, these women, hoyo v'yeshtim about teichu chometz, since they v'chal the lav, not tit chometz, because noshim v'chal all the lavim. There's only a ptur isha by mitzvah seishas man grama, noshim apotah from. But from all lavim of the Torah, noshim v'chuyivin. So pshit and isha is v'chal this lav of loisoich lalav chometz. Therefore, yeshna mekum echo matzah. Pshit anish is also mechuyiv midiraisa, tit matzah by night. Tit matzah by night. So what did you say? How could you say that an isha's potter is only reshut? How could you say an isha is potter for matzah? I, an isha's mechuyiv matzah. Elaim say like this. Pesach, matzah, morer. All three of them. Berishon, choyva. The first day of Pesach, it's a choyv, these three things. Mikan v'yelech reshus. From then on, it's reshus. Reb Shimon Oimer, Pesach b'anosh v'nechnami. That's what he says, Rishus tak only means the matzah morah is Rishus. Now, Reb Shimon Oimer, Pesach b'anoshim choyvim. B'anoshim Rishus. Reb Shimon tak is only going back to the Korban Pesach. He's not going back to matzah morah. Avad is also moida, Anisha is mechuyim with the rice to eat the matzah. The Reb Shimon just going to the Shittosah. We had before, Reb Shimon knows Bechlal Anisha has no chiyiv to bring even Pesach Rishin. It's only a Rishus. If they want to, they could be included in somebody else's Pesach by Pesach Rishon. But by Pesach Sheni, Reb Shimon holds, they can't even do that. There's a second meat, Pesach Sheni, Anisha can't bring it at all. Yizak the Mishnah. Oinein, let's say somebody was an Oinein. That means on Erev Pesach, one of his Mishpacha was mates, and they didn't make the Kippur yet. So the lachris we had before, he's allowed to have a Korban Pesach brought for him, because by night time he's allowed to eat from the meat. We'll soon see why. But even though they didn't bury your mace yet, you're not tamei, and you're allowed to eat from the Korban at night time. Is alocha toivel v'yoichel es pischel erev. Even though somebody was mace by you erev Pesach, so don't touch the mace, and go to the mikvah, and when it comes night time, you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Avoloi b'kodeshim, but other korbanos you're not allowed to eat. A noinein midirabonin akoponim is not allowed to eat kochim even by night time. Like we'll see in the Gemara. Because we hold midiraisa noinein is only the first day. When it comes at night time, you're not called a noinein midiraisa anymore. So midiraisa noinein can't eat kochim. That's only the first day. Once it comes at night time, it's only midirabonin you're not allowed to eat. So the rabbonin did not stop you here from eating the Korban Pesach, which is the chi of Korus for not eating it. Mashenkin, but other kochim, there's only mitzvah say, the other rabbonim still say, on oinein, you're not allowed to eat kochim. Kozman, they didn't make the kvura. Even though it's at night time, it's only midrabbonim, still you're not allowed to eat kochim. Now, hashemeya al meisai. Let's say somebody heard now that one of his kraven was mace 30 days ago, a year ago. So halacha is drashu yom shemua heavy einu the rabbanon. The day you hear about that your kraven was mace, you also have to be like sitshiva now, and you have a shame einu today, but it's only mid the rabbanon. So halacha is you could bring a korban pesach then. Hashemay al mace, you heard news that one your kraven was mace, or else the amalakit loy atzomis. You want to move your